we'll turn our attention right now, though, to plans for a big reduction in the number of firefighters and traditional fire engines in Hampshire, which could be voted through today. The service has put forward the proposal in response to a £12 million a year cut in government funding. We can cross to our Gunwharf studio in Portsmouth now, where our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake is waiting for us. And Dom, just talk us through what's happening later on today.
Good morning, Steve. Well, today's the day that Hampshire Fire Authority will have the final say on this plan, which has been a long time in the making. Managers who've drawn it up say that it will involve new ways of tackling fires. They say it will lead to a smarter, more efficient service, but it will mean 60 fewer full-time firefighters. And as you say, we're also going to see a big drop in the number of traditional fire engines in favour of smaller vehicles. Now, these managers say that some concessions have been made as a result of a four-month consultation. Those include a greater commitment to fire cover at night in some areas, but there is still real concern. In fact, I went to two serious fires myself as a reporter back in January, the huge one at Cowes Boatyard, where fire engines had to be sent across from the mainland, but another in Southsea, where a mum with five children had to evacuate after a fire started in their attic during their night. Now, as it happened, that mum, Victoria, had recently been told about these proposed cuts to the fire service, and she said she was very worried about the possible consequences.
The job that they do is outstanding, and the more support that the fire services can get would be absolutely amazing. To cut it is just ridiculous. I can't stress enough the job that they do and the way they save lives and things like that. It's just, it's wrong. It really is. It's disgusting for them to cut anything to do with the services that help the public the way that they have.
Victoria there, a mum from Southsea who was evacuated with her five children from a fire in their home. Well, Hampshire Fire Brigade's union has concerns about these proposed changes. Gary Jackson is the secretary and he's alongside Dom in Gunwharf for us. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Steve.
This plan as it stands at the moment, what's your view of it?
Well, the fire authority and the fire service have been given a really bad deal here where they've got to cut, so the only way, because we're very labour intensive, is to cut posts. However, even with the concessions that they've given, a cut to 60 posts is like taking out a full 24/7 365 day a year fire station the size of, say, Southsea fire station.
And what's that going to mean for people living in Hampshire?
Well, there is just no way. It's just simple maths that the fire cover will diminish. It'll be longer before you get the full resources that you need to resolve an incident.
Dom touched on it there, that part of the plan says a better use will be made of new technology, fewer of these, you know, big fire engines, I guess, that people will be familiar with, and these smaller two-man vehicles. There's some logic to that, isn't there? I mean, there are fewer fires these days, in spite of those two significant ones that Dom mentioned. And if two people can attend an incident and decide whether or not it is significant enough to then deploy further units too, that, I mean, it's much more efficient, and that will lead to cost savings.
It'll lead to cost savings, and it also massages the response times in effect. Two people can respond quicker, but they can't make a breathing apparatus intervention. As a minimum, an absolute minimum for firefighters to make a breathing apparatus intervention is a crew of four. That will be one, an officer in charge, two BA wearers, and someone to crew the pump and to monitor where the BA wearers are.
So what you're saying is if there is a fire where somebody needs to access a burning building effectively, they won't be able to do it with one of these newer two-man vehicles?
Not in the initial phase if it responds with a crew of two, no.
It sounds to me like you're saying that potentially then a change like that could, I mean, it could cost lives.
We're very concerned that what it would do is actually put a huge moral pressure on our members to perhaps make a BA intervention, because the machine will still carry breathing apparatus, so they'll make it an outside the accepted safe protocols that we currently work to.
Mm. You also have some concerns as well about this idea that firemen will have to help out with medical emergencies.
In part of our cost-cutting exercise, looking at other ways of working. Now, we're quite open to going through some sort of medical response training, but the training's going to take time. And we're also, the resource implications of propping up what appears to be a failing South Central Ambulance Service and National Health Service by picking up the pieces of their medical response. We've got great concerns that that will actually take away fire cover as a result.
The correct hoops have been jumped through here by the sounds of things, Gary. The consultation, as we say, has been, you know, it's been done 4 months long. All the correct people have been spoken to. What do you think will happen today? I mean, is this practically a done deal?
I believe that the Fire Authority, their hand has been forced, and they will have to make cuts, and they will make cuts to the posts. I'm making a deputation at the Fire Authority today. What I'm going to ask the Fire Authority to do is make sure that they monitor a real response to incidents, and that they don't sanction anything that diminishes fire cover for the people of Hampshire. That's from the consultation. That's what the people of Hampshire want. They expect a fire service 24/7.
Okay, Gary, it's good to talk to you this morning. I appreciate you coming in. Gary Jackson, who's the Secretary of the Hampshire Fire Brigades Union. We heard from our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake as well. We'll get the other side of this discussion after 8 o'clock this morning when we speak to the Chief Fire Officer for Hampshire, Dave Curry.